I'm comfortably saying that I speak for all your co-hosts on all of the shows. that we are happy with our leader, and we need him to be right so we know where to follow. We get so comfortable to just fall back like that because, nigga, you lead so hard and you do your shit so much as you're supposed to. So I think I can openly and honestly speak for all of us, including the ones, because, yes, listeners, there's some I don't know. So including the ones that I don't even know, I think I can still speak for them to say, yes, we openly give you that, and we're happy to give you that because we need you to be right for us.
Let me say why hearing that day was gratifying. But I need people to understand, and I'm going to say this, and I need to hear me. You have to be happy when the people around you are happy. And here's why it's so important. And I know maybe people kind of clicked in early and they're going to get this little tidbit, but I'm going to drop this. Happy when other people are happy, because here's the thing. You expect everybody to be happy when you're happy. When you get up in the morning, out of the bed and put your feet on the floor, start doing whatever it is that you do, you expect everybody else around you to be happy, right? So why can't you?
Honestly, I do. Honestly, if you want to know the truth, I do.
So the thing, so why can't people be happy with, like, here, I just launched my business, CB Catering, right? The first event, like, the first event that I get to host is one of my Leo learned in this day and age. I am not getting in the way of any Leo festivities this season. I'm glad they coattail, because they energy crazy for their birthday. Cool. But I watch go through so much in a matter of just like the week of birthday. And I'm like, I got other shows. I got the studio calling itself. I got studio calling itself. Okay, we can't put people on blast like that. But yeah.
Can't put people on blast like that. But yes.
No, we can't put people on blast like that. You know that'll get people jump and beat on. So yeah, so we got like 5 more minutes for everybody to get in. So let me tell you something that I listened to today. I heard the first time in my life, and I don't blast a lot of stuff. I don't support the things that's going on. But you say, fuck, let me ask you a question. Did you see the video that MLH put up yesterday when the little girl was describing about reverb and slowed down music, aka Chopped and Screwed? She gave some white boy named Slater all for Chopped and Screwed.
Actually, no, I did not see that.
I'm gonna have get with the production and just gonna share that in the inbox, because when we go live in the last 15 minutes, we'll come back to that, because I don't want to talk to you if you haven't seen that. So hit the production man to send you Chopped and Screwed campaign. If nobody's seen that, your phone, go to Kev on Stage page. Listen, just go look.
I love Kev on Stage.
So just go to his page and look out directly. That's the video you, because this man spoke in perfect sarcasm the whole time while he was speaking that this girl was talking about it. And you need to understand, there is no way on green earth, people, listen, let me tell you, I'm mad for a lot of things, but I'm going to tell you what, I can put entire black community when I say this. We're tired of y'all taking something that y'all learned from us, give it back to us, somebody in y'all section created.
Oh, you know you done said some shit, right? You know you done
no,
spoke
no, no,
some
no,
truth,
no.
right?
Listen, OK, Because
oh,
listen,
you didn't know you're in the
social
control?
Action 45 was one of the CDs of all time.
Wait a minute. But answer my question. So you don't know you done spoke some truth. Wait a minute.
I want to know what truth I spoke. Because I only tell it. So this is about truth. This is about facts.
Okay. Again. Well, you know what? I think what we should do is, because I think what I got to say is smart about that question, and I think I'm just going off the cuff, so I would want to hear it again. So would it be all right if we're going to slide up into a quick commercial, hear a little piece of music, and then come back and I answer it? You going to slide it at me one more time so I can get it right? So I want to hear it.
Continue to keep this show going and keep it great for you. So now we are going to So can you say fuck to get back on the show? So much stuff is going crazy today. From what I just got told, breaking up a little bit. So give me a second. Let me put something right here. Everybody's at Chris.
Hello, I'm back. I've been gone for a minute. I don't know what the whole hell happened to my bullshit ass phone, y'all. But I'm here. Sex jerk, what's going on? What I miss?
some technical difficulties, but you know, we back here like a like a fat kid on cake.
All right. Oh baby, thank you. Oh my goodness. I don't know. The stupid ass song, but I was trying. Oh, I know the production manager is like, what the fuck?
Stuff happens. So listen. So what happened was, like, y'all don't even understand. So like right now I've been a mobile studio because like I was trying to say earlier when me and you was doing like the pre-show stuff. It was so much going on with me trying to get the whole studio set up that one thing was going in, the other thing was going out. So like literally I was in the middle of trying to fix everything before we started live at 9:15. Couldn't get her on the production manager. Everything's just going on, but we good because we back on, we live. So listen, so what I want you to do, so production manager, just what I want to do real quick. So let's get caught up so everybody know what we got going on. Send You Safe Up and put on the page the Kev on Stage video of Chopped and Screwed. Reverb, slow down, whatever it is that white girl wanted to call it. Because the rant that I'm going to give y'all in a minute, y'all got to understand, we're going to get to that. But first off, before we do that, I got a question for y'all. And here's a question that I want to ask. Now that we are going back to school, and here's something that I had a conversation with myself today. Now that we are going back to school, whether it be remotely or whether it be in person, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the articles that I've seen this past week, I don't know who wrote it. I don't really care who wrote it. I just glanced upon it. And I saw an article.
Know what it says, babe.
And they were talking about kids wearing pajamas to school. And I said to myself, they at home.
I've been going back and forth with that myself.
I said, so you mean to tell me that, let me tell you, I can hear Nan ass right now saying.
I can't help but laugh, because I need you to help me with it, nigga, so go ahead.
Listen, I know Nan would have said, bitch, if you don't go put them clothes back in that closet, you ain't going nowhere. You finna go sit down at that table over there, turn that computer on.
Because you know that's what you.
And so here's the thing.
You done been around too goddamn long. That don't make no fucking sense.
So here's my question, though. Are we doing too much to require? Because I know they say, oh, you dress for success and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, who are we dressing for? We don't like none of these. Like, half the kids in the class don't like none of the dingy-ass kids in the class anyway. So don't speak of facts when I was going to school. Half the time, they put you in class with people you didn't like anyway because they knew, listen, you say fuck, you and your whole crew couldn't be in class together.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a hard no. Especially once me and my best friend, Kawana, God rest her whole soul. Especially once it came to me and my best friend, Kawana. Oh, nigga, we definitely could not. They tried that, and they split us up immediately.
I'm going to tell you how bad it was for me at school, right? So when I didn't know we had guidance counselors like that, right? I didn't know. So, like, I didn't need a guidance counselor. What was she going to do? She was going to guide me to pick classes, bitch. Y'all gave us a handbook.
What? Well, no.
there are some jobs I don't understand.
Wait, I had to hear that wrong. You know I be smoking. You know I be smoking, dog. Wait, please tell me, where was she going to guide you to, dog?
You're going to guide me to picking classes. Bitch, I can do that. There's a handbook. It says required courses, and then it says elective, and then it says freshman year. What are you doing? I looked at it. Hold on. Let me tell you. I sat down and looked at the handbook. Hold on. The handbook says you need it. Because here's the thing. I'm a reader. I'm a reader,
go
so
ahead,
I'm pissed
don't
off.
Don't pay no attention to me. You know my sense of humor is way off. Zero to more than 2.5 seconds. Just keep going, but that's funny to me. You gonna die in
I'm reading. I'm reading. This is all I'm doing. It says, now mind you, I went to a military high school, right? So it says, here's the federal standard. So listen, so it gives you the federal guidelines. So I said, okay, I got to have all of these to get my degree because I'm going to a military high school. Okay. So then I turned around and I said, okay, what state are we in? So I looked at all the state requirements. I said, I can get all of this done in like 3.5 years.
Oh, good. That's a long time, pretty much. Go ahead. Yeah.
Let me go ahead and load up. Let me load up. I loaded up. And everybody looking at me, they like, why are you taking these courses?
Yeah,
I'm
I know
like,
how you get out. Only reason I'm saying yes is because I know how you get out right now at this point as we speaking. So I can only imagine the younger you, the extra energy and all the extra, which can't nobody tell me nothing, I don't need nothing. Nigga, I can only imagine. That's why I said, So, okay.
Listen,
so with that being said, continue.
I got to senior year. Let me tell you. My wife asked me, she said, how did you get the schedule that you got? I said, that's the schedule I picked. She goes, and they didn't do anything about it? I said, they did. And she goes, what did they do? Yeah. Let me help y'all because y'all can't get I can't blow past that because y'all gotta hear my y'all gotta hear the schedule. Y'all gotta hear the schedule.
Totally
it's because you gotta hear. That's seven classes. Class one. Okay, here's class one. Gym.
Okay.
Class two. Gym.
Wait, what?
Class three. Choir. Class four.
Wait a minute, what?
Hold on, Jill.
Choir's an elective.
Class five. Senior English. Class
what,
six.
Senior English is basically come sit in this classroom and do your homework from your other motherfucking classes.
Hold on. Class six. A half a semester of world history. Class seven.
How the fuck did you end up with world history? What the fuck?
Baby, when I tell you I loaded up, man, I took everything my freshman year.
What the whole entire hell?
My freshman year, my sophomore year, I pretty much killed all my core classes.
Okay, now me, I'm going to tell you this about me. I was always part of some, so that was my PE. You know what I'm saying? I was on the varsity volleyball team.
Ooh.
I was on the motherfucking, I was co-captain of the motherfucking pep squad. You know what I'm saying? I was captain of the tennis team. Yeah, those sports that I like. That's what I did.
Oh, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I played basketball. I ran track. I ran cross country. I did, I was a manager. I did everything. Like, girl, look, I was an all-around fun guy in high school. Like, you got to understand. But here's the thing, though. I decided my path through high school. Only thing, I was mad because, Here's the thing. You know why I was pissed off? Because I had a guidance counselor tell me in the ninth grade, this is what pissed me off. This is why I said I didn't understand what the hell she was about to guide me through. In the ninth grade, this lady told me. She told me. Let's go full circle now. She tells me.
I didn't know what she was about to guide me through.
She tells me I have to take Algebra 1 again in the ninth grade. I said, ma'am, I've already taken Algebra 2 in the eighth.
So why you got to say, wait a minute, I'm sorry. You know I'm slow sometimes. You know I get my Chrissy Snow on sometimes. You know.
I get my Chrissy Snow on sometimes.
So what I need to know is exactly at what point, why, and what time would you need to take something that you passed? Why would you need that again? Go ahead. Give it to me, because you know I smoke. You know I smoke a lot of dope. And for the listeners who actually
For our past listeners and for our new ones, the past listeners know I call weed dope. So when I say I smoke dope, I'm talking about a motherfucking blunt. That's for the new listeners. For the past listeners, y'all know. So Inspector Dirk, you know I smoke a lot of dope. So please make that understood to me.
Okay, so let me explain to you how the government works. So the government doesn't like for black folks to skip boxes. Now, if I was a white kid or if I had been an officer's kid, oh, they would have accelerated me through the program. But I was an E7 school kid who I was his stepchild, like I was nobody. You know, him and my mom, their marriage wasn't great. So I was a nobody. I was just a dude out here just getting it, right? So cool. Didn't make a big deal of it. But see, here's what people didn't understand. I moved from North Carolina to Kentucky. Now, here's what people don't understand. If you go look at North Carolina's educational system in the 80s and the 90s, they were paying teachers top dollar to relocate from North Carolina to other states to teach elementary and middle school.
No, I did not know
curriculum.
Anything about that, and I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I didn't know nothing about that. No, I did not, and I'm not going to even think
them
top. No,
they
I
were
did.
Paying them top dollar to teach high school courses. Private schools were coming in and cherry-picking our state.
Okay.
Because you got to understand, the University of North Carolina is a public school. It is one of the few truly public schools left in the system out there. So a lot of the things that they did was modeled through the University of North Carolina and its other universities playing a part.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand,
mm-hmm.
that is the UNC, Duke, and all those schools right there, NC State, that's called the RDU, Raleigh-Durham Triangle. That's the triangle area is what they call it. That is your research.
Did you know I didn't know that until you just told me right now?
That is your research and development area. That is where your science, that's where, man, there's so much that come up out of that area. So when you don't know what something has, what that's for something, so you don't understand. So I got people telling me that I was in Future Business Leaders of America when I was six. I was taking these are the things that I was doing in North Carolina as a kid. And then I get to Kentucky and they say, yeah, that's not good enough. That was over there, but that's not good enough here. What?
So now I'm sitting in a class
because my guidance counselor says that I have to take it because there's no test for me to test out of this at the time. So now I just got to sit in a class and I'm bored.
Oh,
I'm absolutely bored out of my mind. There's nothing
And we all know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to say this. I'm glad that you said that you were bored out of your mind because a lot of us, and we know we have a lot of our listeners that are black, and I'm not trying to stray away from the subject, but that's what happens to a lot of our black kids. They get bored in class, and then they wanna diagnose our kids with ADD and ADHD, and it's not that. All it is that the fact that our kids are more advanced than what they're teaching, and what they teach and they already know, so they're bored, like you were.
And because the kid
won't sit down and take in this shit like everybody else, they want to tell you your baby have a problem, and now they want to put your baby on these pills. Your baby don't need to be on these pills. Get your baby tested and see what their IQ is and see what the actual situation is, because a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, it ain't nothing but a situation but the fact that the shit that they teaching your baby already know and they're bored and they're not interested in that shit. But okay, go ahead, Inspector Dirk. I just want to get that out there.
Hold on. We gotta pay some bills real quick, so let me pay some bills real quick. So August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, advocating to rebuild the bridge between natural remedies, modern medicine, by sharing knowledge of natural healing with love for the mind, body, and spirit. A proven, certified, organic source ingredients for the personal, holistic health, beauty, and wellness needs. Visit Ash Emporium, ET.com. You say, fuck, let's get back. Let's get back to what we're talking about here, because this is what I need people to understand. And I'm not shortchanging anybody, right? But I need people to understand that our kids right now are under attack. They are trying to force them back to school. But here is the thing. We are now in a technology-dominated society.
Right.
There is nothing now that these kids can't do with a camera, a phone, digital equipment, a laptop, a Chromebook, whatever it is you pretty much put in front of them. They walk around with earbuds in their head all day. They laughing all day.
No, fuck what they can't do, nigga. It's nothing they can't access. Fuck what they can. It's nothing they can't access. It's nothing that they cannot get to. It's nothing that they cannot reach.
Why are we focused on clothes? Because at the end of the day,
you know what? That's the one I was at earlier. It was presented in a different way, but it's basically the same conversation. And I'm gonna tell you, me personally, I was looking at that and I was like, because you know what? I'm not gonna lie to my listeners. Because I love y'all the same way y'all love me. I ain't even been going nowhere. Because y'all know I'm scared. I done made that clear to y'all. I done made that clear to y'all motherfuckers. I am scared. I don't go nowhere but across the street to 7-Eleven to put water in my 92-ounce bucket. Ice and water. That's all I do. Grocery shopping. That's all I do. But anyway, what I want to say is I have found myself not really thinking, not really realizing, even though I've said my baby ain't going to Corona. So my baby not going back to school. And not only that, but the school that my daughter goes to, before this whole situation happened, they always had to turn their homework in through email anyway. That's how they always had to turn their homework in, unless they had a big, like, poster project or something like that. That's how they always had to turn their homework in. So when the young Rona came in, you know that wasn't no different. So now with this situation, how it's going now, I feel like this. They're saying, oddly enough, now you know I live in California, right? So what they're saying out here in California, is that they're sending all them other babies back to the education, but LA Unified, even though I live in Torrance, the school that my daughter goes to is considered LA Unified because of how it's made around, because Torrance is such a small city, and in order for them to be able to get their credentials and things like that, they had to tag on. So that's what it is. So guess what? That young LA and that Unified, they said they ain't going back. But guess what? I already said my Poopadoo was not going back anyway at all. I'm not sending my child to Columbus because, like I said from the jump, you know me and you had this on a private conversation. This shit is not done. It's not over with. It's still out there. If you watch the news, you see the numbers are going higher and higher and higher every day. They didn't open this city because this shit was done and over with. They opened this city because by us being home, the actual community where the government gets their part from is being taken away because now everything is on. Everybody's ordering online. They didn't open the city because it was safe for us. They opened the city because the economy was so far down.
The infrastructure is crumbling. Remember that word we used to say all the time?
And if you actually stop and think to pay attention, and it hurts me so bad, and it hurts, and I ain't going to lie, it hurts me so bad that 9 times out of 10, baby, it's my fault because that punk ass is out there. It's my fault. I don't give a fuck what city it is. California, wretched ass Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. My nigga, what And nigga, it's my people. It's my
vote. Here's the thing, though. You gotta think about this, though. It's not just black folks. That's what they want us to believe. Because guess what? You got ratchet ass El Paso.
No, but it's the majority of us.
No. You got ratchet ass El Paso.
Educate me, dog. Educate me. You know I listen. Educate me.
You got ratchet ass Wellington. You got ratchet ass the Hamptons. Like, here's the thing. This is what people want you to think.
Oh, the Hamptons. Oh my God. I heard about that shit, nigga. Okay,
Let me bless you with something. Everybody over here got upset, you know, because like I said, the WAP came out, and I told people, I said, all that song did was pay homage to the 90s. But okay, y'all can be upset if y'all want to. That's cool. That's cute. It paid homage to the
90s. Thank you, Sex Jerk. I'm glad somebody heard it with me. Thank you, Sex Jerk. Go ahead.
So I wasn't in my feelings.
Real
I didn't feel head. Any type of way about it, but I wasn't in my feelings about the song. But here's what I had to say. Bruh, how can somebody tell me that they feel some type of way when you got a president that's on national television and talks about wanting to kiss his daughter in the mouth?
Yeah! Is it that? Wait. You know what? Boy.
Everybody claims that they're against incest, right? We everybody says, oh my God, incest is so nasty. That is gross. I cannot believe
anybody.
What
about y'all? What about y'all? Cheeto boy though, because he called that bitch sexy, and he kissed her in the mouth, the whole motherfucking mouth.
Let me tell you something.
Bring it through. Go ahead.
Understand? No. Because like I tell people all the time, sexy is my favorite word. And if he's going by the second definition, I can accept that. And the second definition of sexy is someone that is excitable. Yes. So if you're using the word excitable, yes, I can take that. But it depends on what part of you got excited.
No, you wouldn't,
sex
jerk. Not in that manner. No, you wouldn't.
We're
talking about specifically in that manner, baby.
We're talking about specifically
in that manner. No, you would not, baby. No,
you
wouldn't.
You're
not that type of person.
Listen. You have to educate the people because they have to see the whole context.
Give it to them the whole way.
Because if you give people a snippet, then people try to pull everything out of it, right? So what I like to do is I like to give them everything first,
yeah,
and then let's
true.
Get specific.
Yeah, that is true. You're right.
Let's
that
get
is
specific.
True.
Because let's start general. Because incest is general. That could be anybody. But now we're going to get very specific. Because we got a whole listen. Hold on. For all of y'all who love Criminal Minds and Law and Order SVU got a whole section about stuff that was happening with incest. And there are some crimes that are punishable by the penal code system that is built off incest. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm better than nobody. I'm just saying I paid attention a little bit.
You know you didn't make it understandable by going through what motherfuckers do. No, you didn't. Come on, nigga.
So what you're not going to sit here and tell me, America, I don't give a damn of who you are.
Oh, I love him. Who would have thought of that?
Because here's the thing. Let me give you a scenario, right? So
okay.
The same person said that our VP candidate was a nasty woman, right? I ain't even going to talk about the white women. I ain't going to even get to the white women yet. So remember all the black female reporters when he first got in office, anytime they said something about him, they were nasty women. I ain't even going to talk about the white women he said that. Let me just talk about ours for a second. They were nasty women. Remember, he kept saying that. Oh, my God. You're horrible at your job. You're this. You're that. Remember, those are the words that came out. So here's the question that I'm just going to ask. What makes a man a nasty man? Because I'm a man, and I'll tell you, there are some days in my life I'm nasty, boo, but I ain't Donald Trump nasty.
Don't make me laugh. I know you didn't mean to. I know you're serious.
And here's why I say I'm not Donald Trump nasty. Because out of all those people he called nasty, the pedophile's girlfriend, he wished her well. The pedophile's
baby,
girlfriend.
Baby, come through. Repeat it louder for the people in the back. Baby,
Hold on. Not just pedophile. Pedophile pimp. Because they were pimps.
Oh, come on now, I say.
She's a madam. We know what that. Come on. Trust me, Poe Pimpin' was one of my favorite albums.
You know what
I'm... Do you want to ride in the back
you
seat
step
of the
car? You step up
your
mouth right now. You step up your mouth right now.
Come
nobody
on, man.
You know it was the truth.
So what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to sit back and act like we're not going to get to the nitty-gritty because, America, listen, I'm not telling y'all to not believe in whatever it is that you choose to believe in, but at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, somebody asked me one question, and they said, you act like you are not a fan of Donald Trump, and I said, I'm not, and they said, why? I said, because... When you go look at when the United States, and this I had to break it down to him. I said, when the United States separated its ties with Europe and fought a war, right? When that war ended, they signed what's called a treaty. A treaty is a business document, is it not?
Come on now. Come on. Tell them.
So the United States
say
of America itself is a corporation.
Say it to the people, Sector.
Well, bylaws, clauses, and they must protect the rights of its citizens and its sovereignty.
And its thoughts. Okay, come through, baby. Come on.
So when you're telling me that a person who cannot keep his personal life and his business endeavors solvent because he has to often file Chapter 11, Chapter 7, and whatever other chapters he needs to file so that way he can swindle money from people because he can't keep getting right, but the only money that he halfway did right was the money that his daddy left him, and the only reason why his daddy left him the money the way he did is because he put contracts in place so he couldn't mess it up because it was a corporate name. Donald Trump just got to put his name on the building. Because when you understand how money is set up in a
so you're not playing. That's all I want to know is you're not playing at all, period, none whatsoever. You coming with nothing but absolute, complete, and total truth that motherfuckers can go Google and look up and see. That is nothing but something that can be put. Oh, go ahead, baby, come with it. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby, come on. Go ahead.
But when you dig deeper and you tell me that amen, because here's the thing. Let me give you the history of the last four presidents. Donald Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton. Now, let's go in order. So let's start with them in order of their presidency, okay?
Oh, that's going to be something. You starting in order. You got something to say. Come on, baby. Let me hear it.
President Clinton, you can say what you want to say about him getting his dicks up. You can say what you want to say about what he did to Haiti. You can say what y'all want to say about what they did in the Middle East. You can say all you want to about what they did outside of the United States. And if you believe that they did pedophile things too, you can say all that. I wasn't there. I can't prove it. Because I hear all the conspiracy theories.
As where I stand too. Yeah, as where I stand too. Go ahead, baby.
I can't prove anything. The one thing that I can prove for record. The only thing I can prove for record, President Clinton is the only president ever since we have been doing this thing called balancing the budget. He is the only president that has ever gave the budget over to the next president with a surplus ever in history.
Say it! God damn it, motherfucker. If you don't...
Hold on. Because people need to understand. Yes, we did go to war. But President Bush's biggest scandal is what he did when he did all the financial changes to how people do their books.
What?
He created a bubble.
They don't want to accept
Enron.
That. They don't want to hear it.
Enron
is right.
Republican.
No, we're trying to. Oh,
Enron
baby.
Republican.
Oh, baby.
Enron is Republican made. Okay. But hold on. But then not only do we do all the schemes that we can prove, because if you don't believe me, go watch the video Fahrenheit 9/11, the original version, not the extra shit.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Tell, you know what? I'm baby, mute me.
Hold
I
on,
can't control
on.
It. I'm sorry.
Hold on. No, it's
I can't
okay,
control it. I'm
like,
sorry.
I like the audience. It feels like I'm at church right now. I'm preaching a sermon. Okay?
They don't, tell them the name of the, tell them the name of the documentary again. Tell them.
Stay on
Site 911. Shut up. Tell them.
Because your boy Bandit. He banded in Texas first, in his home state. Because they was going to release
what,
that
you
in
shut
Texas.
Your mouth. You shut your mouth and keep talking. You what? You mean to
okay.
tell me? You wait. So what you saying is?
Oh, I told y'all I'm a historian. I'm a
you
historian.
Shut up.
I like facts. So hold on. So let's go through. So not only do we go fight two wars on two fronts because we didn't have no business in Iraq. So now we're bankrupt in the country at the same time that we're bankrupt in the country at home. Because all the white